From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River a day after Turkey's military and allied fighters launched a cross-border offensive. Kurdish rebels have been a source of tensions between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurd factions. U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says a pause in fighting in Syria is better than nothing, but warned that it's not enough.
Unless fighting stops inside, unless those pauses first happen and then become permanent, there's millions of people that are trapped inside the country. And I hate to think what their fate is if we cannot reach them very quickly.
Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian ceasefire in the divided Syrian city of Aleppo to allow aid deliveries, but UN officials said security guarantees are needed from other parties on the ground. United Nations has pushed for a weekly 48-hour pause in fighting in Aleppo to alleviate the suffering of some 2 million people, with major powers backing opposing sides in Syria's 5-year-old civil war. Al-Shabaab Islamic militants are claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack on a beach resort in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Somali security officials exchanged gunfire with the militants. One police officer says the militants were gunned down, but it's unclear if that means they are dead or if anyone else was killed or wounded. Al-Shabaab attacked a neighborhood hotel in January, killing more than 20. This is VOA News.